Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
If you like Texas blues, that's as good as it gets right there. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Tin Pan Alley is a great song. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can take a poll question. We have a different one every week, new video up right now. Dozens of new podcasts every week based on what we do here on the show. We've got articles that my Brain Trust members have written, that I've written, lots of stuff there. It's a pretty darn good website that we've been building and developing for almost 15 years now. Pat Sigmund is our guest. She's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. She helps her clients do just that, especially in the area of helping them apply technology to their business applications to find solutions and efficiencies and productivity. We're talking about the cloud, Pat. In the last segment, you talked to us about some of the advantages of the cloud. Get into a little more specifics with us as we move through where we are right now and maybe even a little bit into the future.
Yeah, the future, it's very interesting. If everyone looks at their iPad, their iPhone, and sees all the applications that they have there or that they use, it might be 3-4, it might be 34. You can open your mind and just imagine what might happen. In a business model, in order for those little apps to be on there, say from the bank, you have to have a strong banking system, and then the bank has to develop the app in order to go on the iPad. It has to be secure. It just can't happen overnight. So in a business model, the things that are happening right now that we'll all be using in the future are more things that run our business, the financial system, software as a service model, where instead of owning software inside your office that does inventory, that does financials, you pay by the month the way that you do for your email,
mm-hmm.
or for your backup. That's where technology is going. Everything on the iPhone, on the iPad, able to be done anywhere, complete mobility, nothing stuck in your office. Cloud-based technology for business applications. 5 years, every year it increases. We don't have all the vendors on board right now. They don't have the product, so that's really the biggest challenge
right.
for them.
But one of the things that's going to be increasing, and you can just count on this, folks, is more and more of your larger customers are going to require you to shake hands with them in the marketplace through the cloud. And if you don't, if you can't, then that will be a barrier to entry, won't it, Pat?
It will, and that's part of the solutions that are being developed. I mean, there are portals for customers, portals for vendors, and what's a portal? It means it's a little window into your internal system that you give these people access to so they can see their orders, just like you can see on Amazon, and they can see that in your system through e-commerce. Same thing with the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Easy ways to fulfill your orders, to see when your inventory counts go down and to replenish for you. All that connectivity, it's available. It's not widespread, but it's going to be widespread.
Well, you know, Pat, this what you just described has been available for a long, long time by hardwire, by software on both ends, expensive software on both ends, where a purchasing agent could look right into your inventory, but you had to be it took a lot of work to get all that set up. I'm trying to remember the name of it, some kind of a digital interface. There's a term for it. I just can't remember what it is. But that's been available for a long time, but it was very clunky, it was very dedicated, and it was pretty expensive to not only to connect with, but to maintain. But by being able to do it through a portal, as you said, that simplifies mm-hmm. things. That makes it where you can say, okay, I want you and our companies to be connected, and basically you just say, okay, here's the password. And they're connected.
So, yeah, and it's a little view. It's a small, allowed view. Like the way we go into our bank in our mobile app is not the same as when you log on with your PC. You can maybe do everything, but they're not going to let you do everything when you go on. It's a little view of it. It takes, you know, a little finesse, but think of it. Think of all the everything that can happen. It's remarkable. The business that we could get done faster is remarkable. And not only that, you don't need a vendor who's produced this. You can host. That's the other thing that's growing by leaps and bounds. Hosting your own system. So you don't have a cloud solution. You make a cloud solution.
Right.
Put it on Rackspace or something. Let your customers log in.
Right. What she's talking about, folks, is you're actually the host of this resource, rather than renting that service from someone else. And here's the beauty of all that, Pat. You can choose whichever one you want, depending on which fits you the best. You got both options.
Yep.
Somebody hosting for you.
Those things are growing like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I got time for one more. What's something else we'll be doing coming up?
Well, portals is big, and the service is big. Software as a service is the biggest because it completely replaces purchasing licenses for software. Everything's rented by the month, by the user, by how much you use it, and the investment, it turns completely around your capital outlay.
You're not capitalizing now, you're expensing it, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether you do that in accounting, but... Because I'm not the accountant.
If it's software as a service, typically that's expensed as opposed to capitalizing a $1,000 or $20,000 software program. You expense it at $50 a seat or per month or something like that. Pat, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Pat Sigmund is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. Her book is called Six Steps to Creating Profit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.